Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What an amazing God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you today. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Lord of Lords, the King that created us. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you today. You are Lord. You are Father. You are Shepherd. You're the one true and living Father that we need. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Father, we are thanking you for being with us morning, noon, and night. You are omnipotent, most powerful, and omnipresent, the Most High God. We agree with your plan. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Open our mouths, pray through us. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. You are Abba, Father. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor, glory, and thanksgiving for who you are. You are almighty. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth realm. And we thank you today for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Tuesday Prayer Line, where we pray for the children all over the world. Our children need a lot of prayer. So much is happening to our children. The enemy's attacking our children on every hand and every side, but we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare no weapon formed against our children will prosper. We decree and declare our children will live and not die. They will declare the works of the Lord. So we are thankful that God allow us to pray for the children. We're asking the Lord as we pray for the children, as we open our mouths to pray through it.
The B-I-B-L-E, get back the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E, get back the book for me.
What our children need to know about the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth realm. When they have those instructions, they will live holy, righteous lives. They will be trained in the way they should go. What an amazing Father. He includes the children. He says, suffer little children, come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. They are part of God's kingdom. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, all ages in his kingdom. He's an amazing God. His plan is infallible, a great, great plan. Well, today, the children will not be on, but Adelie had a fifth birthday. I think it was last week. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Adelie today. And when she comes on, we'll sing it again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Adelie, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Adelie.
Happy birthday to you. All right. We love Adelie. And Minister Julia couldn't be on today with her nephew Joe and her great-grandson. She had an appointment today. So, Father, we lift up Adelie and her family. We thank you for what you're doing and all the children all over the world. We ask you to bless them. We thank you for Adelie and her family, her brother and her mom and her dad, her grandmother Esther, her whole family. We ask you to bless the family like never before. Keep them healthy and well. We thank you that they walk in divine health and healing is their portion. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a faithful Father. You are their shepherd, and they shall not want. I lift up Minister Julia Walker, her nephew Joe, her great-grandsons. And I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you that they are obedient to you, obedient to their parents. They honor their parents. They will have long lives in the name of Jesus. Keep them healthy and well in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor you as we pray today. Oh, Father, we thank you for praying through us as we open our mouths in Jesus' name. Well, I thank God for Sister Mary Coleman and Vivian on to pray with us today. Thank God for you all. So I'm going to ask Sister Mary Coleman if she would start us off in prayer and if she would pray against neglect and child abuse. But before we pray, I have to let you know that I have prayer at our church today, every day this week from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So I have to get off the line around 5:30. But I thank you all for coming on. I appreciate y'all. So Sister Mary Coleman, if you would pray against child neglect and abuse.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, thanking you for your presence. Father, we are coming praying for children and been abused. Father, I pray against that spirit of neglect and abuse, Lord. I pray against it, Father, and I pray, Heavenly Father, that you remove these children out of this situation. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you be their shepherd, Heavenly Father, that they shall not want. Yes, Lord, that you, Heavenly Father, be with them. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to protect them, provide safety and protection for them, Lord, as they come and go. Place a shield of protection around them, Lord. Heavenly Father, bless that they will come to know you, Lord, and know you as their refuge. And no matter what they go through, that you will be with them, even to the end, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Touch their little hearts, Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the caregivers, the mentors in their lives, Father, would provide a spiritual atmosphere for them where they can learn of you. They can learn, Heavenly Father, that you will supply all their needs, whatever they're going through, or whatever their needs are, you will be there for them, Lord. And I pray this, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank God for that awesome prayer. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, if you will pray for God to move on children's behalf that have drug addictive parents.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming before you, Lord God, on behalf of children that have parents that are addicted to drugs, God, and they have to endure the hardship, oh God. And many times, God, it's so hard on the child. So, Lord, we are praying that those parents, oh, God, be delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray, oh, God, they will lose their appetite for drugs, that they will recognize what they're doing to their children, oh, God. And then their children get hooked on it. And, Lord, we praying, oh, God, Father God, that no child gets hooked because of the parent doing drugs. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are praying today, oh God, But children that have parents, God, don't know one day from the other because they stay drugged up 24 hours. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, deliver them, oh God, from all the pain and hurts that they have to go through with their parents. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing them before you. We are lifting them before you and laying them at your feet, God. Oh, God, because we know that you can do anything but fail, God. Look on these parents, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever kind of addiction of drug that they are hooked on, we pray, God, oh, Father God, it will be no more as of today. They're set free. Lord, they'll put all this behind them and look to you, Lord Jesus, and say, Lord, deliver me. For I have sinned, and I have come short of your glory, Lord. I need your help, oh God. And I pray that they have prayed a prayer. And Lord, be sincere. And Lord, you will show yourself mightily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray against the spirit of sickness and disease from our children. Lord, many children were born with different sicknesses. All kinds of sicknesses, heart problems, cancer, leukemia, blood conditions, diabetic conditions, all kind of kidney problems, liver problems. But Lord, we pray against that spirit. You said you would bless their bread, their water, and you would take sickness away from the midst of them. So we're thanking you today that you have taken sickness away from the midst of our children, and they are healed by your stripes. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. I thank you that you are healing our children. You have sent healing to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you right now for what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord, that our children will be born healthy, that their mothers and fathers will, especially the mothers, will receive nutrients while they're carrying their children in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise and thanksgiving for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do on behalf of the children. We thank you, Lord God, for our three toddlers, and we've been praying, the toddlers that we've been praying for, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. We decree and declare that they are healthy and well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we have Miss Adelie on today, and remember I told y'all she had a fifth birthday last week. So we're going to sing happy birthday. We sang it a little earlier. We're going to sing it again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
We love you. We love you. How you doing, Adelaide? What did you do for your birthday?
We went to Build-A-Bear at the toy store.
Oh, my goodness. Did you take an ice cream, too?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm so happy you're 5 years old. Oh, my God. So, thank God for you. What are you going to sing today, Adelaide?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me some. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me some. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Adelie. Father God, we thank you for Adelie. We thank you for the 5 years you've given her, and we thank you for the long, long life you're going to give Adelie. We thank you for her little brother in the name of Jesus. We thank you that they shall live a long time, and they are learning about you at an early age, so they will have great peace in their lives. I thank you for loving them, and I thank you, Lord, that they belong to you in the name of Jesus. Bless their parents, their grandparents, their extended family in the name of Jesus. Protect them. Give them great deliverance, great direction and guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you all so much. All right. So I'm going to call on Sister Mary Coleman. If you could pray against stubbornness and rebellion in children.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. Again, we thank you for your presence, Lord. I pray against the spirit of stubbornness and rebellion in children, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would remove this spirit, sabotage the plan of the enemy in these children and in children's lives, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that these children are taught about you, Heavenly Father, so that they will know, Heavenly Father, that this is seen as disobedient, being disobedient. Being stubborn and toward their parents, because Heavenly Father, in the matchless name of Lord Jesus, we know, Heavenly Father, you are all about love, Heavenly Father. These children need to be taught to love, and this spirit be removed from them, and Heavenly Father, bless their parents, Heavenly Father. And give them instructions, Heavenly Father, how to work with their children, where they will learn that what they're doing is disobedient. Because sometimes children don't know. They don't know. They come in this world a blank slate and doing what they see others do. But, hey, they have to be taught that this is being disobedient. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for the families and the children, Heavenly Father, to turn to you and let you be their refuge and follow your instructions, Heavenly Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Vivian, if you could pray for the children would be willing to be obedient so they can have long lives, willing and obedient so they can have long lives.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, according to your word, oh God, that if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So we are praying, oh God, that this will fall on the children, that they be willing and obedient, Lord, that they will have long life and they will live good up on this land. Father God, we are praying, God, that your word, oh God, will quicken their spirits, oh God, and let them know, God, to be willing to obey, to willing to do, the willing to conform to authority, the willingness, oh God, that you're allowing your word to teach them, oh Father God. We are praying, oh, God, and agreeing, oh, God, together, because you said where two or three are gathered, you'll be in the midst, God. We are praying today, God. Oh, you have given us this wonderful day, God. So we are lifting them up to you, oh, God, that they won't go, oh, God, the way that they desire to go, that they'll be willing and obedient and go the way right way. They are desired the right way because of the prayers, oh, God, that's going up for them, God. God, your prayers avail as much. So we pray, oh, God, oh, Father God, that our prayers will not be hindered, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will touch some child's heart today, God. Oh, God, and they be willing and obedient to hear the word when a seed is planted, when it is watered, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it will take them from this place to that place, help them to move up and not be stagnated. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will move from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. They will be blessed. Oh, God, blessed in the city and blessed when they're going out. Hallelujah. Because of their obedience, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for obedience is the children bread. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for parents to follow your instruction and train their children the way you want them trained, oh God. You said in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for parents following your instructions, learning what it means to train their children, that they would consult you, the Most High God, that they would call on your name and say, Lord, I need help in training my children. I think that they'll begin to pray. They'll begin to call on your name like never before. They won't cease praying. Oh, God, they will get ready answers from you, excuse me, on how to train your children when they get up in the morning, how to pray, how to call on your name, how to praise you, how to honor you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that parents will even take classes on instructions in training their children. They'll go to workshops. They'll go to training classes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that they will talk to you about it, each child, because each child is different, and some children have to be trained a little more intense than other ones. So we thank you, Lord, that the parents will begin to consult you. They'll begin to train them up. They'll begin to talk to their children about being trained and what it means to be trained, what it means to listen the first time they get the instruction, and the parents will make sure they're listening. It's very, very important that children learn to listen. Even, Lord, as we heard about, read about the story of Joseph in the Bible, Joseph heard your voice when he was 17. I'm sorry, Samuel in the Bible. Samuel heard your voice when he was very young, when he was in the care of priest Eli. So allow our children to hear your voice at a very early age and be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. Sister Mary Coleman, if you will pray protection and safety for our children.
Heavenly Father, again, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, praying for safety and protection of children, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, right now to place a hedge of protection around the children, Father, as they come and go. Yes, Lord. These children are living in a world where there is a lot of evil. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that they don't fall in the hands of evil people where they can be led astray, that they don't follow the ways of the world, but they follow your instructions. And Father, I pray that the mentors, the parents, caregivers, that's involved in these children's lives, Heavenly Father, would teach them your word, Heavenly Father, so that they know that what they follow your instructions and use you as their refuge, Heavenly Father, that you will be with them and you will take care of them as your word says. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray this prayer, Father. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Vivian, if you would cancel the spirit of kidnapping from our children.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we send your word, hallelujah. We send your word against kidnapping. What the devil is meant for bad. Yes, God, you're going to turn this thing around for good. God, oh God, wherever the kidnapper is, we set angels, we send angels to encamp all around this child, to keep them from harm and danger. Every kidnapper, may he lose his battle, because, oh God, you said you would fight the battle. Fight the battle now, God, for every child that the enemy is trying to kidnap. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, it already been won on Calvary's cross. Oh, God, now it's done. It's done? Yes, it's done. The devil has lost this battle today. In the name of Jesus, every child has been kidnapped. I command in this day that they be given up. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we walking by faith, and we are believing you, oh, Father, for the prayers that's going up, that every child, oh, God, the devil has planned to steal, kill, and destroy is a liar in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for every kidnapper, Lord, will turn to you, Father God, and call upon your name and say, Lord, wash me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Make me free from the enemy that's trying to get me to do wrong. May they fall, oh God, on their knees before you, God. Lift up their hands toward the heavens and say, Lord, forgive me. They repent of the sin that so easily beset them. Father God, they'll say, every time I tried to do right, I did wrong, but now I'm free. I'm free. I'm free from every demon spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Vivian, Sister Annette sent me a text earlier that she was going to emergency. So if you could pray healing on her body and close us out, please.
Father God, we do lift up Sister Annette, oh God, for whatever she may be going to the hospital for. Oh God, I know my neighbors on my side, they all got COVID, even the daughter that was coming in. So we pray against this that's coming against Sister Annette, oh God, that she be set free. I plead the blood over her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Wash her from all, everything, oh God, that tries to hold her, oh God, captive. The devil is a lie. Lord, she's one of yours. She's been called out, set aside, and set apart for your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for it. And Lord, we thank you for this 30 minutes we've been with you, God. Oh, God, we may not have said much, but you don't need us to say much. You just need us Amen. To say little. And Lord God, the little that we said, we pray that it will please it in your ears, oh, God. So we come against every backlash, anything that the devil tries, because only the devil can try to come against us. Because you, if you for us, who can be against us? And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Well, as I said earlier, have to go to church. You have 6 o'clock prayer every day this week, 6 to 7. Thank you all so much for coming on. I love you all. We'll be on, the Lord say the same, next Tuesday, 5. Thank God for you. I love you and talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.